You know, meditation is very important. Prayer is talking to God. Meditation is listening for his answer. And it's only if you listen that you get a reply. So in meditation, you're communing with God. You're not just talking to him. And meditation brings you the experience of God. There are many kinds of meditation. The path of Kriya Yoga, which Yogananda taught, which our line of gurus taught, is the most central because it expresses a universal reality that is true for all human beings. The life force enters our bodies through, as I hinted earlier, through the medulla oblongata at the base of the brain. It entered into the brain, it went down the spine, out into the nervous system. And when we die, that energy comes back and we have to leave our bodies by the same route. But because of our karmas, our actions of the past, they bind us so much to the body that we lose consciousness and go out through the medulla in unconsciousness into the other world, where we wake up again. But this world isn't all that clear to us then, usually. Now, Kriya Yoga helps you to magnetize your spine, and all these karmas and samskars or tendencies of the past, which are settled at different areas and of the spine, all of these, it's sort of like a bar magnet. When a bar magnet is an ordinary piece of metal that has all its molecules turned in a north-south direction. All bars of metal or iron have potential or latent magnetism, but their molecules are turned every which way. And it's the same thing with spirit. Our tendencies go out in so many directions, we don't have any magnetism. Kriya Yoga helps you to align those molecules of tendencies, you might say, so that all your aspiration goes up toward God. It helps to burn the karma in the spine by lifting it to the brain. And if your mind is calm, then it doesn't affect you and it is dissipated. It's a scientific technique. And as that karma is uplifted to the brain and all your energy moves up the brain, then the energy and the kundalini, the sleeping power at the base of the spine, all of these finally unite with the spiritual eye, the kutastha chaitanya, at the point between the eyebrows, which is the positive pole of the medulla. And then a channel opens up to the top of the head. As Saint Teresa of Avila said, the soul is centered at the top of the head. She was a yogi. She didn't know the word. But yoga is not an Indian term. It's a universal truth which everybody lives and understands to a certain extent. That's why when we feel good, we say, I feel uplifted, I feel high. Or when we feel badly, we say, I feel downcast. Many things show that we are wiser than we know. The yoga science, which Yogananda came to bring to the West, and especially the science of Kriya Yoga, is designed to help people to do these things consciously, and therefore do them in a divine way.